सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचारुणमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारं नाशनमात्मनः द्वारं नाशनमात्मनः काम क्रोधस्तथा लोभः काम क्रोधस्तथा लोभः। तस्मादेतत्त्रयं त्यजेत् तस्मादेतत्त्रयं त्यजेत् एतैर्विमुक्तः कौन्तेय एतैर्विमुक्तः कौन्तेय तमोद्वारैस्त्रिभिर्नरः आचरत्यात्मनः श्रेयः आचरत्यात्मनः श्रेयः। ततो याति परां गतिं ततो याति परां गतिं।
त्रिविधं नरकस्य इदं द्वारं। There are three gates to the hell. If you enter any one of the gate, you are going to the hell. The Lord discusses about the Daivi Sampatti, Daivi quality and the Asuri quality. And said the source of this Asuri quality is this three doors. And what are those? Kaam, Krodha, Tatha, Lobha. Kaam, lust, the desire, irresistible desire, which forces you to do the unrighteous thing. You are ready to do the adharma also. You are ready to hurt others also. That is your kama. And when that is obstructed, the krodha comes. When it is fulfilled, the lobha will come. You want more. The kama, krodha, lobha, and these asuri qualities will take you to the naraka, where Lord has already said that I throw them into the naraka, throw them to the hell. For how long? Janmani, janmani. Birth after birth. They are given chance. They come back. They come back into the human form once again. But again they do the same thing because of their vasanas. And they continue to do that. They live in the asuri way. And they are sent to the naraka. Etai vimukta kaunteya. If you are able to conquer, if you don't have this kaam, krodha and lobha, then what will happen? Tamo dware tribinara. These gateways leading to the hell. Acharati atmana shreya. That person starts living a good conduct. Shreya, good conduct. And another is prayer. All asuras, they live in the prayer mark, path of pleasure. They want instant pleasure, abhi chahiye bas. And the Shreya mark is a difficult in the beginning, but it gives you a good result at the end. That is the Shreya mark. So those who leave this thing, kama, krodha, lobha, they follow the Shreya mark, then what will happen? Tataha, thereafter. Yati paramgati, paramgati, they get moksha. And the Lord has already said, the moment you take a U-turn, kama means You are going to object, emotions and thought. You are going to the world. You are going outside. The moment you take a U-turn, leave this kama, krodh and lobh, Lord says he is Mahatma. And chiprati bhavati. Immediately he will get shanti. So now let us analyze, see the practical way how to control this kaam, krodh and lobha. You see, the kaam is permanent. Be it your irresistible desire or lust, it is permanent. But impulses are always momentary. Impulse is momentary. If you can win that moment, if you can control at that moment, you have crossed. Anger comes, you know the anger is coming. If you can control at that moment, you can control it. Lust also like that. It is momentary. And what are the effect of all these? In comparison to the calm and growth, the lobe is permanent. Lobe is permanent, but the calm and growth, calm is permanent, but the impulse of calm and growth is momentary. You can check at that time. And what are the effects of this? The effect is that it forces us to do the adharma, nisiddha karma, prohibited action. Irresistible desire, first effect is that it will force us to do prohibited action. Unrighteous thing. We have seen the example of Ravan kidnapping Sita also. Adharma. Then it involves us. It keeps us busy in that. Kaam, krodh, lobh. Involves us. Keeps us engaged in that. And what is the effect? It derails us from our goal. Derails from our goal. What is our goal? Goal is to reach the highest, to know our true nature. But when kaam, krodh, lobh comes, we forget our goal. It derails our sadhana. Now the question comes, how to control this thing? We will see five solutions. I don't know we will be able to cover all those five today or not. Solution number one is given in the Bhagavat. Who has written Bhagavat? Ved Vyas ji has written Bhagavat. Ved Vyas ji taught this Bhagavat to his son Sukhdev. Sukhdev narrated to Parikshit. And that is Bhagavat we have got now. And who taught Bhagavat to Ved Vyas? Narad. Where did Narad got this knowledge? From his father Brahma. Where did Brahma got it? Brahmaji got it from Narayan. So whatever Bhagavat we have now is originally said by Narayan. So the solution is not my solution. It is the solution given by not Sukhdev, not Ved Vyas, not Narad, not Brahmaji. The question was raised at that time also, and the solution was given by Narayan. Who is Narayan? Lord Vishnu. If you do the sandhi vichhed, Nar plus Ayan is Narayan. Nar means, Ayan means the abode. Abode of the Nar is Narayan. Who is this Narayan? Na ramate viseyusi is Nara. Those who do not revel in sense object is called Nara. Na ramate viseyesu Nara. Such people, they reside in Nara. And who is the Asura? we have learned the definition of asura. Those who revel in sense objects are asura. Do they recite in Narayana? No. Who will recite in the Narayana? Those who have got the Devi Sampatti, they say. Another vyutpatti of Narayana. Nar yasya ayam. Nar means water. An means abode. Jiska ghar pani mein hai. So Narayana dips in the causal water of the whole universe. That is called the water, the causal water. And we all have come from that causal water. Our birth is also from one drop of that water. One drop of semen of my father has given me this body. Narayana. So the solution given in the Bhagavad is originally given, the solution given by Narayana. So what is the solution given here? So it is said, we have already seen how this kama arises. Dhyayate Vishyan Punsa, you remember that? It starts from there. The moment you start meditating on any sense object, there will be a sangha, there will be attachment. And that attachment will result into kama, a desire. And when the desire is obstructed, the krodha will come. And when the krodha comes, sammoha. You are deluded. You don't remember to whom you are talking. Sammoha. And then, when the sammoha comes, then buddhi nasa. Before that, there is the memory loss. You are not able to recognize that he is my guru standing, my parents standing, my boss is standing. And then buddhi nasa khatam. The starting point is, you start dhyayato visyanpansa. That is the starting point. So Bhagavad suggests, असंकल्पात जयेत कामं क्रोधं काम विवर्जनात अर्थानर्थे छया लोभं भयं तत्व अवमर्शनात. You can win over, you can control, you can cross over, you can conquer your काम. How? असंकल्पात जयेत कामं. Don't do the संकल्प. What is the संकल्प? Don't start meditating on the sense object. Because ध्यायते विषयं पुंसः kama will come. So whenever the sankalpa comes, sankalpa is the pre-stage of kama. Asankalpa, instead of sankalpa, asankalpa. Don't think about it. Divert your mind immediately. Asankar, jahit kama. Because sankalpa is the cause of the kama. Instead of meditating, brooding over the sense object, change the channel. You can win over their kama. And then, krodham kam vivarjanat. Krodh is the byproduct. Lobh is also byproduct of kama. So if you can control your kam, krodh can also be controlled. Suppose you have got 100 desires. If you can reduce it to 10 desires, so the chances of krodh will be 10% now only. And how can you control your kama? Asankalpat. Not meditating on that. Krodham. Then lobh. Artha anarthe chaya lobham. Greed can be conquered by thinking about the calamities of the wealth. Calamities of wealth. Lot of calamities are there. You go on because of the lobh, you are saving more and more, earning more and more. Sometimes you don't want to pay the tax of the government also. You are increasing your wealth, then you are worrying. Then after that you leave the wealth, then your children, they fight. Or sometimes you don't even tell your children that I have got this bank account in Switzerland. What happens? Goes to the government. So if you start thinking about that, the wealth, excess wealth. There's some wealth, some money is required. But excess, whole life you have spent in saving, aggrandizing the wealth, more and more money. And the last one in Bhagavati, it says, Bhayam Tattva Avamarsanam. Fear can be conquered by understanding the truth.
Bhaya happens only when we think there are two. When you come to know that the truth is one, Atman and Brahman is one, and that Brahman is me, there is nobody else than me, will there be any fear? No fear. So now if you think that the fanciful thinking about the object and the detachment of the object can happen simultaneously, it will never happen. Fanciful thinking about the object, Sapta, and at the same time, I want to get detached from the sense object, this can never happen simultaneously. If you want to try, start doing Dhyayate Vishyan Pumsa. The moment you start thinking about the objects of the world, then the karma desire will start coming in. You want to try? Try it. You will be pulled down. Desire will come. You can test it. Then, how forceful is this desire? Mahatma says, the body of 100 kg start moving because of that desire. One desire, one thought can move your body. Is it not so? So powerful is the desire. It will move your body. So calm and growth, they are related. So you can control it. Lobe also, it can be controlled. But in the Bhagavad, it is not said. Solution number two. Number one we have seen. Solution number two, if I want to get rid of kaam, develop vairagya, dispassion. How to develop this vairagya? See the pratipaksha bhavana. What is this pratipaksha bhavana? You say, if somebody says, you have gone to a party, you are seeing a beautiful pizza there with different topping, colorful topping. Your mouth starts watering and somebody at the same time, don't eat, there is a poison in that. Tell me, will you eat? Even if you are hungry, you will not eat. Why? The pratipaksha bhavana has come. But a person ignorant who does not know that it is poisonous, what will you do? He will eat and suffer. Similarly, the sense objects of the world has got no happiness. Once you come to know about this thing, there is no happiness in the sense object. Tell me, will you run after that? You will not run. But you have to know. But we are ignorant. We think the sense objects are giving me pleasure. That is why we run after them. So by pratipaksha bhavana, you can do it. Krodha can be conquered by shanti. Shanti, just before the krodha comes, a moment before, you can control it if you can keep your mind peaceful. If you come to know that it is because of the obstruction of my desire, if you come to know, hoi soi jo Ram irach rakha, this is going to happen because this is planned that way. I can control myself. I can check myself. You can control yourself. But we miss that point. We miss that second. And get into the krodha. Go into the rage. Lobha. Lobha can be controlled by alpa bhogena tosa. I am happy with little bit. This much I am sufficient. This part is missing in all of us. We are not contented with alpa, but this much is sufficient for us. We don't need more than that. Alpa, if you can do that, then the lobha will also, you can conquer. This advice you have to give to the mind. Oh mind, I know you. You have got the lobha, na? But you will get happiness, peace, if you are happy with little bit. If you want more, you will be more agitated. Is it not so? If I want to earn more from 1 million, I thought I will get 1 million and then I am sufficient, I will take retirement. Now you see, no 1 million, another 10 million required, again you start. Now you have got 4 bedroom, now you need 10 bedroom house. Problem starts. You are not happy with the alpa. It is said love is related to wealth and power. Krodh is related to enemy. And kaam is related to opposite sex. How to control? It is said wealth is useful, but always remember the wealth is a means, not a goal. We have made wealth as a goal. I must attain so much of wealth in my lifetime. Most of the people, they plan this way. They make it goal. Prime time of your life is invested in that goal. I must attain that much. No doubt wealth is needed. Wealth is required. Even for Chinmay Mission, we need money. Money is needed. Money is a means only. It should not be made a goal. Krodh is toward the enemy. So instead of inimical feeling, you should have friendship. Instead of Satrubhav, have the Mitra Bhav. That feeling should come. And the last one, Kama. In the Kama, you should have toward your opposite sex that he or she is not a sense object of enjoyment. First thing, you must have a clear understanding that you should have a higher bhav. She or he is not a sense of object for enjoyment. Higher bhav means that he or she is also Brahman in another form. If you can do that, you can control your kama also. Solution number 3. So we have seen 2 solutions. Another solution. Solution number 3. Path of devotion. Bhakti mark. Divinize your kama, krodh and lobh. Divinize. How can I divinize? Instead of desiring the goods of OET, desire for the Lord. Kama. When you think of the higher, how you can think of higher? Moksho me bhuyaditi icha. In Tattvabodh we have seen, I want mukti, I want liberation. The desire is there. Now instead of the desire about the OET, object, emotions and thought, my desire I have divinized that I want mukti. I don't want bondage. I want liberation now. I have changed the channel of the desire. Desire is there, but the desire for liberation. In gopis, in Bhagavad it will come, gopis have the desire that the Lord should be our husband. Divinized. Lord will be our husband. That is gopi bhav. I don't want narak, I want swarga. Asura want narak, they go for kama, krodh and lobh. We have seen in detail these asura qualities. But I don't want narak, I want swarga. For getting swarga, I have to do good karma. Dharmic karma. I will not do any adharma. Earlier we have seen in the kaam, in irresistible desire, a person is ready to do adharma. The moment he does the adharma, he goes to the naraka. Now I don't want to adharma. I want to do the dharma. Instead of I don't want to go to the naraka, I want to go to swarga, divinized. Change the channel. Krodha, how you can divinize the krodha? Krodha you can divinize, be angry with the Lord. How be angry with the Lord? I am calling you for so many years, I am doing the japa and all that. You are not giving me darshan. If you don't give me darshan, I am going to bang my head. Don't do that. You can divinize it. krodha, if you are angry, get angry with the kansa. But that should be very strong krodha, like of the kansa, always remembering of the Lord already. Day and night, kansa was thinking about the Lord. He also got the liberation. Krodha. Lobha. People have got the lobha of counting money. Divinize. Start counting how many times I have taken the name of the Lord. Divinize. This way we can conquer. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is said, tad arpitam akhila acharah kam krodh abhiman adikam tasmin eva karniyam. All our achar, all our conduct should be tad arpitam for him, for that tattva, for that Ishwar, for that Lord. Tad arpitam akhilam, all acharah kam krodh abhiman adikam tasmin eva karniyam. Kam krodh lobh also for him also. Narad Bhakti Sutra. We will see one more upaya. The last upaya we will see on the next day. The fourth upaya is the total surrender. Total surrender to the Lord. Sugriva said to Bhagwan, you suggest us to give up the kam, krodh and lobh. But you have made such a beautiful creation. Enchanting things you have made. I am not able to check myself. Why did you make all these things? So enchanting world, so beautiful world. I am not able to. You can do it. You did it for Kakusundi, you did it for Naraji. Why will you not do it for me? You can do it, you do it. In Ramayana it is said, यह गुण साधन ते नहीं होई तुम्हारी कृपा पाओ कोई कोई मम हृदय कंज निवास करू कामादि खल गंजनम. तुम्हारी यह गुण साधन ते नहीं होई. इट विल नॉट हैपन बाय माय एफर्ट. आई नीड योर ग्रेस. तुम्हारी कृपा पाओ कोई कोई संत. वेरी फ्यू पीपल आस्क फॉर योर ग्रेस. Truly speaking, very few people ask for the grace also. The Lord is sitting inside. He is ready to offer His grace. But we are not sincere. Why? He knows we have got the desire now. Why He should suffer His grace? Don't you think a desire comes, He doesn't know? He is the first person to know that desire has come. So the genuine sadhak, they get, you see in the Bhagavat it comes, if you start remembering the Lord, Lord will enter your heart through the ears, He will sit in your heart and He will not sit idle there. He will start cleaning your heart. He will remove the impurities. So we have to listen Bhagavad or divinize our kaam, krodh, lobh or surrender to the Lord. I am not able to do it. Please, you do it. The Lord will come. And there are many sadhus and mahatmas, they got this by only bhajan. Day and night doing the bhajan of the Lord, their mind got purified, they got the knowledge. Total surrender to the Lord. So the garbage of kaam krodh can be washed away by the strong stream of bhakti. Start doing the bhajan, 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 day and night. All kaam krodh will end. These are the upaya given in other scriptures. Lord at that time was giving discourse to Arjun where in the battlefield time kam tha. The Lord gives the upaya number 5, which we will see in our next lecture. Om Purna
पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।